Maybe.
Is that you doing the voiceover there, Ola? Is that... It's time to talk about tech, baby. Let's check in then with Fev Zeturkamp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzy, how are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I'm good. I'm looking forward to running the gamut of gadgets with you once again. You've got some good stuff for us this week.
Yeah, I know. All of these are actually personal favourites of mine. Most of them I use daily, including this one from Logitech. It's called the Casa pop-up desk,
right?
And what it is, it's a recognition of the fact that laptops these days are very powerful and you don't really need to compromise. You can just use a laptop as your main machine. You don't need to have a desktop computer anymore, but there are ergonomic problems with laptops. They tend to sit too low, your neck is sort of craned down, the keyboard is integrated, they don't necessarily have what you need to sort of work all day. So this is a adjunct, an accessory, and it's comprised of a wireless keyboard, a glass surfaced trackpad, rather similar to what you get with Apple products. This is very Apple.
Yeah, I use a trackpad. I prefer it to the mouse, I must be honest.
Yeah, no, I do as well. I can use a trackpad quite comfortably all day. And the folio that it comes in, the storage thing, becomes the pop-up stand as well. So it tilts the keyboard towards you and raises up the screen. So
you're very useful if you're doing a lot of Zooms or team meetings, because it elevates the camera. So you're not staring down at the camera and then everybody else is looking back at you up your nose.
Yeah, attractive as one's nostrils are, it's not something
nobody wants to see that, do they?
That's right. So this is this is good for students who maybe go work in the library, but maybe there for hours and don't want to crook their necks doing it. But it's also good for people who don't maybe have a dedicated study at home or a working area. You know, if you're on the kitchen table,
it's nice and compact.
Because once the keyboard and the trackpad go inside and it folds shut, it's literally like a folio. You can put it on a bookshelf as if it were a tall book. So it's very clever. It works.
Would it fit in a laptop bag, or would you need a slightly larger laptop bag to accommodate both?
No, it would definitely fit in a laptop bag, absolutely. And it will hold laptops or tablets between 10-inch screens up to 17-inch.
Oh, that's a good point.
Screens.
So you can use your tablet as the screen then?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, because, well, you know, the new version of iOS, which is going to be called iOS 26, which is due out later this year, Apple has finally given in and given the iPads proper features that make them much more similar to a MacBook. So people who've already got them, or maybe, you know, prefer something with a touchscreen, can buy one of those or use one of those, and it becomes much more useful. I mean, I use an iPad for years, but there are things I would always go to a sort of proper computer for.
Yeah, I never understood why they dragged their heels so long on that.
Because they wanted to sell you a MacBook iPad. that's what it is. So this is $179.99. Surprisingly, not available via Amazon. I think John Lewis sell it. I suspect they may have an exclusive deal.
That doesn't strike me as cheap, considering this is essentially just a wireless keyboard and trackpad and a stand.
Well, you could pay that for a trackpad from Apple alone.
True. But,
you know, so it depends what you're comparing it to. I think the quality of the keyboard is excellent. The keyboard works with iPad, Mac, Windows 10, Windows 11. And it's a good quality keyboard.
So silent, do you get the click?
It's not the click, but it's not completely silent.
Okay.
I mean, it has got, you know, sufficient movement in it. I think it's not cheap. I think it's good value, and I think it actually changes the utility of your laptop. It makes it a much more pleasant experience and something that you can work longer for.
Star rating then?
4.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, high. Okay.
Yeah. I use mine every day, so it's doing well.
Good. So that's the Logitech Casa pop-up desk with wireless keyboard and touchpad. If that's if you're in the market for something like that, it sounds like a good one. Right. Where are we off to next?
So next one's from a company called TP-Link. And TP-Link are known for making affordable budget internet devices, I would say, Wi-Fi and routers and all that sort of thing. But the quality is good. You know, I kind of think of them a bit like Anker, you know, as a something that's going to be cheaper than the sort of the big brands, but still quality that you can sort of trust. So this is an interesting one. This is for extending the Wi-Fi in your home or office. So if your home either is big or just constructed in a way where, you know, the walls tend to kill the Wi-Fi signals, this is a good solution.
Because yeah, I don't think many Londoners are too worried about expansive housing, but you might live in an old mansion block where the walls are...
it doesn't take much. I mean, it just takes a wall with some metal construction or a thick wall, and it does fade away quite quickly. And also the other problem is that, you lose performance. And if you've got, let's say, a TV at the far end of your home away from the router and you're trying to stream 4K, that's not ideal. Or if you're trying to do gaming, you get slow speeds and poor latency.
Yeah, no, it's a nightmare. So this is not wired into your router. It does pick up what Wi-Fi signal there is and then boosts it, does it?
So, no, this is two things that plug into the mains wall sockets, power sockets.
Gotcha.
One of them plugs in near your router where the internet signal comes into the house. So you plug that one into the router, one of the spare sockets on the router. So the internet signal flows from the router into the device. It then travels through the mains wiring in your home, so you don't have to run Ethernet cables all over your home, and you don't have to worry about the Wi-Fi not reaching. You then plug the second device in at the far end, let's say near, you know, little Johnny's gaming console, where he needs, fast speeds. And what it does at the other end is it pops out a Wi-Fi signal is created at the far end, in that room.
On the same network and on the same password.
Yes, and it copies everything over automatically.
Clever.
And it gives you two Ethernet connections. So that's wired internet connections as well. So if you are, you know, wanting to do gaming or 4K streaming, you'd use a wired connection would be best.
Yeah.
But you have a separate Wi-Fi plume, but it appears to be the same as the main one as well. It copies what's called the SSID.
Nice, okay.
So it's very nice, and it's affordable. It's £47.99. I think it's exclusive to Amazon, this one. Normal price is £59.99. 4 stars out of 5.
Good stuff.
So I should just give you the name of it as well.
Yeah, please do.
Other similar units. So TL, as in TP-Link, hyphen WPA 4221.
Okay. Good stuff. If you need to boost your Wi-Fi, that could be good for you. Right, next up, a foldable charging stand. Great for people who travel on trains a lot, I guess. This is to attach your phone to, get a better view of the screen and also give you a power boost. Is that right?
So it's a 3-in-1 charging stand, so it's got MagSafe. So if you've got the ability to charge via MagSafe, it just locks your phone onto it.
This is charging your unit or device without actually physically plugging the wire into it.
Correct. You run a charger into the device, but that charger then does wireless charging of 3 devices at once. So it will do your smartphone, it will do the earbuds, if they're wirelessly chargeable earbuds, that goes on the base, and then there's a little fold-out shelf on the back, and then that charges smartwatches on there as well.
Gosh,
so you can do you can do everything. It doesn't come with the charger itself, which I think for the price it really should. That's why I've reduced it from 4 to 3.5 stars. Mm-hmm. But it's extremely well made. What you can't tell from the pictures is it's a zinc alloy. It's quite heavy, and that's kind of nice because it gives it a stability and a bit of heft to it as well. But it folds. It's got 2-3 hinges on it, so it folds down flat. So you can put it in your pocket and then bring it out. But it doesn't wobble around, you know, and it's well made. Some units that do the same thing, they're made of plastic, and I can only think that they would struggle to last a year or two, those ones.
Okay, and a rotating base as well. So
rotating base. I'm not sure how useful that is.
I'm not sure, but
you could just rotate the stand. I mean, but if you want to rotate the base, go and knock yourself out. But I don't think that's the major selling point of it. I think it's the fact it's also what's called a Qi2 charger, so that means it will charge up to 15 watts, which is double the previous standard. By the way, Qi2 is spelled capital Q, small I, number 2.
Gotcha.
But it's pronounced Qi2.
So price-wise?
price-wise, so list price on it is £99.99. Not cheap, as I say, it should really, for that price, have the charger in it. But having said that, most of us have got sort of spare chargers knocking around. And also you can plug a power bank into it. So if you're on the move, you don't need to have mains. You could use a single power bank and charge up all three devices at once. You can get 10% off. So their website is Qdos Sound. So I should just give you the name. So it's called the Qdos Snap Stand Qi 2. And their website is qdossound.com. As in, I think it's a pun on Qdos.
Okay. Get it.
So 3.5 stars, very good. You can get 10% off it. So essentially, it will cost you about £90.
Annoyingly, my phone case, the protective case that a lot of people click their phones into just to, in case you drop it, has reduced the ability for it to access the MagSafe charging. So I can't now charge my phone remotely without with this case on. I have to physically take it out to do that, which is a shame.
So what you really need is the MagSafe case, which replicates the magnets within the case as well, that ring of magnets. That's the best solution. You might find that you could still charge it, but you just wouldn't maybe have the magnetic locking on it.
One of the problems is they put it like a little ring around the camera section as well, which then leaves it inaccessible to place it on the MagSafe charger.
Other than that, no problem. Extremely well designed.
Slight design flaw, otherwise pretty good case. Right, finally then.
So this is something we're revisiting, but it's actually come down in price, and I'm very much a fan of this. So Apple charges extortionate amounts for storage upgrades on their computers, all their Macs. Then none of them have got upgradable storage, or at least not officially. And you buy a computer which seems really good value, let's say an M4 Mac Mini, can be had for £500-600, but then as soon as you upgrade the internal storage, which comes with a very paltry 256 gigabytes, you start going up in £200 increments, and before you know it, you've doubled the cost of the machine. However, all modern Macs come with Thunderbolt ports, which are very fast data ports. They either have Thunderbolt 4 or now Thunderbolt 5, and those are fast enough to attach an external drive, which is pretty much as fast as the internal drive, and can be used as the drive where the operating system and all your software and all your data sits. So in other words, you can have a fast external Thunderbolt drive, you install your operating system, Mac OS, on it. I mean, this will work with PCs as well, but it's a more needed solution because of Apple's
limitations.
So you put the operating system on there, you put all your apps on there, and it goes in a pocketable external Thunderbolt drive. And what this is, what the gadget here is an enclosure, which is the drive without the actual memory card inside it. Plus, you buy a memory card of your choice, but it works out very, very cheaply. So, to give you an idea, so the device, let's give you the names, is called the Acasis 405 Pro M1. So, Acasis, which is a brand, is Acasis, and it's about the size of a tall pack of playing cards. Think of it like that. And you pop it open with your fingers. You don't need any tools and anything. And then you can just put in an SSD. So the sort of a memory that would think of a long stick of chewing gum, something of that sort of dimension. And you can just pop that in. So the SSDs I'd recommend for something like this are from Crucial, the P310. And I'll give you the idea of what Apple charge you and what the price is. So if you wanted to upgrade a Mac to 1 terabyte internal storage, Apple will charge you an upgrade cost of £400. This device, the bare enclosure is £89, and then it's your choice of memory. So 1 terabyte, the equivalent, would cost you £149, saving you £250.
That's great.
If you wanted 2 terabytes, Apple would charge you £800. You see how the pricing goes crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
You would then save over £600 because it would cost you less than £200. And the 4 terabyte option, which Apple doesn't even give you on most of their machines, you could do for just under £300, £289.
That's a heck of a lot of storage.
Yeah, as opposed to what Apple would charge you, which if they offered it would be about £1,600.
But in terms of your processing ability then, and with more and more of us working remotely, I'm doing a lot of video editing, that kind of thing, you know, that's very hungry when it comes to data access. It's that sort of thing's really useful. I have all of my stuff outsourced onto a separate hard drive, but this is a similar way to sort of supercharge that through your Thunderbolt connection and really access that data quickly. I love that, Fev. See, that's a brilliant idea. Thank you for sharing that. And the price has come down a bit, has it, as you say?
Price has come down. So that's the other thing. Apple prices stay static, and God knows what's going to happen when the new models come out, because there'll be tariffs to deal with potentially as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not safe from tariffs in this country. Some brands, Sony, I'm looking at you, they seem to be spreading the tariff around the world. So to protect their US market, UK prices
are rising. They're passing on the cost to us, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And star rating for this one?
4.5.
I thought it would be high.
It's
great.
Just an app. I mean, you can buy another Mac with the saving. I mean, it's... It's just Apple have got this sort of pricing model where the entry level models are sometimes now quite appear cost effective, but they stymie them with unreasonably small amount of storage, 256.
And you should always future proof with storage, and you should always go big on storage, because ultimately you're going
to
need it.
But it doesn't make sense to double the cost of the machine in all cases. And it's particularly if you've got a desktop computer, you haven't got to worry about, you know, a drive hanging off the side of your laptop. It's a perfect solution, and actually it's better in many ways than the internal storage. It's fast, 40 gigabits per second, which is hugely fast. You will never notice any slowdown from it. It's upgradable, which the internal storage isn't, and it's transferable. So what I do is I put my operating system, everything on one of these drives. I actually own this and bought it with my own money. I put it in my shirt pocket. When I go to another work location, I don't have to take a desktop or even a laptop with me. I just plug this into the other machine. The other machine becomes the host, but it's all of my environment on there, everything that's set up the way I want.
And do you need remote drivers then on the remote machine, or will it just automatically sync?
So you will just physically plug it into whichever machine you're sitting at, and the machine gets effectively a brain transplant, becomes your machine.
That's so clever.
It's a very, very neat solution. I love it. And it's surprising to me that Apple have allowed us to keep this, frankly, given how much money they're making on the storage.
It's a hot desker's friend, this, I can say. Right, Thunderbolts are go. Thank you, Fevzy. Where can we find out more about these gadgets and more?
Gadgetdetective.com.
Always a pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. The brilliant Fevzy Turk out there with those amazing lists to upgrade your gadget existence. If you didn't know you needed them, you do now. He's back with Eddie in a couple of weeks' time here on BBC Radio London.